Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we bring our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life to a close. Today, Pastor Rick wraps up his look at how to improve our health physically, spiritually, relationally, and emotionally by applying the five essentials needed for a more vibrant life. If you want to have what it takes to live out your calling in life, stay with us for this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit, a six-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. This out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle is based on five essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Awesome Power of Faith.
How do you have a big dream without getting a big head? How do you have big goals without getting a big ego? How do big dreams and humility go together? Because it's very important. God wants us to live with humility. In fact, pride is the worst sin. Did you know that? It's the worst sin. Pride is what got Satan kicked out of heaven. God hates pride. God says, he says it over and over in Scripture, I hate pride. He is against the proud. He opposes the prideful. Now, the middle letter of pride is what? I. And the middle letter of sin is what? I. It's when I want to be my own God, and I want to do my own thing, and I want to call the shots, and I don't need God. I'll do what I want to do in life. That's called pride. That's the negative kind. We talked about good time earlier. And so God says, how do I have big dreams without getting a big ego? Well, let me just tell you from experience, it's not very hard for God to humble you. Do you have children? Are you married? Do you have friends? You know, there are 1,000 ways for God to humble you. You don't have to worry about that. God's problem in your life is not how to get you to be humble. He can do that very easily. His problem is getting you to dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before. That's the harder of the two. You say, well, how will God keep you humble when you have a big dream? Oh, there are lots of ways. Let me just mention a few. Number one, you will be criticized unjustly. Count on it. It is not by accident that the most blessed people, the most blessed businesses, the most blessed ministries are also the most criticized. What's the most blessed retail store in the world? Walmart. What's the most criticized? Walmart. What's the biggest and most blessed fast food chain? McDonald's. What's the most criticized? McDonald's. If you're going to call the shots, you take the shots. And if you're going to be a pioneer, you're going to get arrows in the back. And the moment you hang out your shingle, somebody's going to start throwing stones at it. And the more God blesses you, the bigger a target you become. So you will be criticized, you know, unjustly. Well, what should your response be to that? Well, look up here on the screen. 2 Corinthians 6:8 says, we serve God whether people honor us or despise us, whether they slander us or they praise us. He says, you know what? We don't really pay attention to either. As you're running the race of life, over in the stands, there are people giving cheers and there are people giving jeers. As I said, they're giving criticism or they're giving compliments. What do? You don't listen really to either. Don't pay much attention. You keep your eye on the goal and you keep moving forward. Because God says, don't worry about that, but you will be criticized. My dad used to tell me, he said, Rick, the hounds keep barking at the moon, but it still keeps shining. And all the barking in the world isn't going to stop the moon from shining. So this year, there are going to be some dogs that bark at you, criticize you, tell you how you're doing things wrong. And let me tell you something. If you start going after your dream, there will be people in your life who don't like it because it upsets the apple cart. All of a sudden, you're doing something with your life, and they aren't, and it makes them feel a little bad. Well, I'm sorry. You cannot live your life with the opinions of other people. So you'll be criticized. If you get a big dream from God, it will be so big you're bound to fail unless God bails you out, and you will have problems that are so big they will be solvable only by prayer. And you'll have to be on your knees in dependence. Because it'll be so, if you can accomplish it on your own, it's not a dream from God. And so you're going to have big problems that you'll have to be in prayer for and trust God for. And if you get a big dream and you go after it and you start taking risks and expect God to bless you, you're still going to make dumb mistakes. I mean, you may be right in the center of God's will, but you're a human being. And you're still going to do foolish stuff. And that's you know, humbling. I mean, humility is not denying your strengths. It's being honest about your weaknesses. I mean, you have some great strengths. You also have some great weaknesses. We're all a bundle of them. And humility is not denying your strengths. It's not saying, oh, no, I'm not good at that. I'm no good. That's actually false humility. That's actually pride. I'm not good at that. Oh, no. That's pride that's showing there, not humility. Pride is saying, yeah, I'm really good at this, but you know what? I'm also not so good at that, because nobody's good at everything, right? Nobody's good at everything. I have some really great strengths. I also have some really great weaknesses. Just ask my family. Or most of you know them, do. You know? And you say, I mean, like bad fashion sense and stuff like that. And so, you just put up with each other and you take the good and the bad together. Another thing that'll happen is other people will take credit for your work. If you get a big dream, other people claim the credit for it. You know, God can do great things through the person who doesn't care who gets the credit. So you just keep moving on. So as I said, it's very easy for God to humble you. It's much, much harder for God to get you to believe bigger than you've ever believed before. Hebrews 11:1 says God wants us to expect things from him. He says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. We just come to God and say, okay, God, you just take over. Here's the dream. Here's my life. Here's my reputation. You call the shots, and I'm going to trust you from here on out. I don't know if you've ever said that to Jesus Christ. You take the wheel, Lord. You call the shots. You be the CEO of my life. You become the chairman of the board. I'm putting on the sign that says I'm under new management. You're in charge. I'm not. I saw a sign the other day, a bumper sticker in a car. It said, God is my co-pilot. He's not your co-pilot. He's either driving or he's not in the car.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The truth is, most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years really adds up and can even lead to major illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. That's why Pastor Rick worked together with medical and fitness experts to create the Daniel Plan Study. The 6-session DVD and workbook study kit from Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study gives individuals and small groups the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late. Join the thousands of people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships through the Daniel Plan. We'll send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD study kit to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus with people around the world. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so contact us today.
Once again, here's Rick.
Faith is never giving up. It's never giving up. When Jesus is at the wheel of your life, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about rocking the boat when he's in it. Faith is persistent. It's diligent. It keeps on keeping on. The Bible says this. Be brave. Be strong. Don't give up. God brought some of you here just to hear this one. Don't give up. Expect God to get here soon. Do you know what our nation needs? Men of character. Women of character. Well, we need people of compassion and consistency and character and competence. And God says, I'm looking for people to use. And they don't give up when the slightest little problem comes along, but they just keep on keeping on. You see, great people are just ordinary people with an extraordinary amount of determination. Great people are just ordinary people who don't quit. We have become a nation of quitters. Where at the first thing we go, I don't want to do what's consistent. I want to do what's convenient. I want to do what's comfortable. I want to do what's popular. I don't want to just keep on keeping on doing the right thing. I want to do the easy thing. And as I've said many times, when you're coasting, you're always heading downhill. Great people never give up. You know, the secret of success is just outlast your critics. They're all going to die anyway. So don't worry about it. Psalm 118, 109 says this. My life hangs in the balance. Some of you feel like that right now. My life hangs in the balance. But I will not give up obedience to your word. What's he saying there? Never doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light. Some of you right now, you feel like your life is in the balance. You go, you know, my finances are in the toilet. My job, I'm hanging on by a thin thread. My marriage is about to come apart. My relationship with my boyfriend or my girlfriend, it's just not working out. I'm having conflict with my parents, with my kids. I'm dealing with illness after illness and all these other things. And you go, my life is hanging in the balance. Well, the person of faith says, but I will not give up obedience to your word. Most of you know that I had my midlife crisis at age 26. And back in 1981, you know, if you're going to have a midlife crisis, if you're going to have losses, it's good to have them in preseason. You don't want to have them in October during the World Series. You know, if you're going to lose some games, it's good to kind of lose them early on. You can get some lessons out of that. It's much more strategic. So I decided to have my midlife crisis at 26 and get it over with. And that entire year, I went through a year of depression. And my goal wasn't, oh, God, build a great church. My goal was, God, will you get me through Sunday? And I was like, wherever I walked, there was this dark cloud over my head for an entire year. I really wanted to give up. But I didn't. Every hour I would think, should I really be doing this? Shouldn't somebody else be leading Saddleback Church? Am I really called to be the pastor of this church? Does God really even want this church? And I was so filled with doubts and fears and questions. And those doubts and fears were causing me to say, just stop. Go do something else. Don't build this church. And it was an entire year of depression. And I remember I went out to, took my family out to the desert, to Phoenix. And I took Kay to her parents and the kids to the parents. And then I went on out in the desert and just spent some time alone with God. And out there I said, God, there's a couple things that I've got doubts in my mind. Number one, I don't think I'm good enough for this job. Okay, I'm not the man of God I ought to be. I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough for this job. And I said, number two, I can't handle it. It's growing so fast. The church had grown from just my wife and I at the end of the first year to 150 people. And I thought, shoot, at that rate, in a few years, we might have several thousand people. Little did I know. So I was haunted by these fears. I'm not good enough, and I can't handle it. And when I was out in the desert, God said three things to me. He said, you're right, Rick. Number one, you're not good enough. But you never will be good enough. And I don't do things in your life because of your goodness. I do it because of my grace. And you need to just accept the fact that all of us are a trophy of God's grace. I don't deserve to be saved and on my way to heaven, much less lead you folks. I don't deserve any of the blessings in my life. I never have. It's just a free gift. It's a grace. So stop trying to be a perfectionist, relax, and just accept God's gift. And the next thing he said is, whose church is it? And I said, well, it's your church, Lord. He said, then let me lead it. And he said, I tell you what, Rick, you focus on building people and I'll build the church. Jesus said, I will build my church. And I said, you got a deal, God. And that's where we came up with the idea of the purpose-driven strategy, the paradigm of helping people grow through membership, maturity, ministry, mission, and magnification, to know God and to grow in God and to serve God and to share God and to worship God. And so for 26 years now, we have focused not on building this church. We don't focus on that. We focus on building people. And that's why we went 15 years without a building. We were more interested in building people than building a building. And I look back and I go, okay. And now out of those two facts, that ultimately it's all by grace and ultimately it's God's responsibility, out of that came the solid conviction in my life that I am God's man for this church at this point in time. And nothing can shake that from my life. That conviction is burned into my heart. I am God's man for this church at this point in time. And no criticism, no compliment, no illness, no distraction, no disturbance, no problem, no difficulty, no delay can shake that conviction in my heart. And you need to get that kind of conviction about God's dream for your life. You need to be able to say, I know that this is what God wants me to do with my life. And you move forward with conviction. How? By starting on these steps. The Bible says this, even if good people fall seven times, they will get back up. I like this verse because it says even good people stumble. Not just bad people, good people fall. We all make mistakes on a daily basis. The difference between righteous and unrighteous is the good people get back up. It's not a sin to fall. It's a sin to be a victim and wimp out about it and say, well, I'll just stay down here. Something goes wrong in your life, you give up. Say, you know, I tried a small group. And my small group, those people in that group, they were weirdos. And we just didn't get along and I had nothing in common with them. So I'm giving up on small groups. Oh, come on. That's like saying, I had a bad meal, so I'm going to give up on food. No, you just make up for it. Find another restaurant. You find a bad doctor, you get a different one. You don't like a TV show, you turn the channels. You don't like your small group, get in a good one. But you still need it. You don't just quit and give up on it. So you keep on keeping on. It says if they fall, they just get back up. Failure is never final. And you are never a failure till you quit. And it is always too soon to quit. You see, you don't determine a person's greatness by their talent or their wealth or their education. You determine a person's greatness by what it takes to discourage them. So what does it take to discourage you from going after your dream? One word of, well, I don't think that's a good idea. From a friend or a relative or a family member. The Bible says this in Galatians 6:9. Let us not get tired of doing good, doing what is right. For after a while, notice there's a time delay there, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. You want to know how many times I've wanted to resign at Saddleback Church? Just every Monday morning. I'm going, God, surely somebody could have done a better job yesterday. Somebody, this thing's too big for any one person. God, all these complaints. God says, you know, just keep on keeping on. I may not be real bright sometimes, but I tell you what, I don't know how to quit. I don't know how to give up. You see, what I'm saying is this. God works in your life according to your faith. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. So what are you doing in faith? You need to ask yourself every day when you get up, God, what can I do today that will require faith? Because that's what's going to please God. Now, there are a lot of things in your life you don't have control over. But the most important thing you have 100% control over, how much you choose to believe God. God uses people who expect him to act, who never give up, who take risks in faith, who get his dream and go after. That's the kind of person God uses. Let's bow our heads. And in your mind, I want you to pray this prayer. Dear God, give me the dream you have for my life. Burn it into my heart, what you want me to do. Help me, Lord, to be willing to risk failure in going after that dream. And help me to expect you to use me and to bless me. And help me to never give up. Jesus, take the wheel of my life, and you be the driver from here on out. I want to trust in you, and I want to grow in faith in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, the truth is that most of us don't pay much attention to our health until something goes wrong. We put on a couple of pounds every year and think, no big deal, right? But a few pounds over 5 or 10 years can really add up. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. This 6-session video-based study by Rick Warren, Dr. Daniel Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman is an out-of-the-box approach to a healthy lifestyle based on 5 essentials: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The Daniel Plan Study Kit gives individuals the encouragement and accountability needed to succeed. If you've been watching the scale go up lately, or your health is in trouble because of your weight, it's not too late to join. Join the more than 15,000 people who've lost weight, improved their health, and improved their relationships by ordering the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit. Let us send you a copy of the Daniel Plan DVD Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this awesome study tool, so please contact us today. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to share a letter from John, who says he's been reading the Daily Hope devotionals for 10 years. Wow, great, John. John says he uses these written devotionals every morning to start his daily prayer and Bible reading, and he writes this. Pastor Rick, I started receiving your Daily Hope devotionals about 10 years ago. Not only did they bless my life and help me with my daily walk, I would save them and send them to my friends when issues or questions would come up. So I look forward every morning to reading these devotionals, which typically start my daily prayer and Bible reading. You know, I recently got my boss signed up for Daily Hope devotionals, and it hit me how powerful they really are. You know, my wife and I decided to support Daily Hope over and above our tithe to our church to help you bring one more to Jesus. Well, John, your message is so special to me. You have really blessed me with this letter because I'm glad for 3 reasons. First, that you have grown as a Christian through Daily Hope. Second, I'm glad that you're using the Daily Hope to help you study God's Word on a personal basis. And third, I want to thank you for caring enough to help other people that you have given generously of your funds and gifts to help us stay on the air and to allow us to actually even expand into other stations to take the good news of hope to places where it is desperately needed. So, John, thank you, thank you, thank you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.